Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ted Olander. Batting eighth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dean Chance. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dean Chance. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting third. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Berry. Batting sixth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Buzzard. And now, play ball. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford takes first base on ball four. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Buford steals second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to first for the out. Buford moves to third. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball four. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chance fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a fly ball into right field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Allison reaches second base with a double. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Virals reaches second base with a double. Allison scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Virals moves to third. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty takes first base on ball four. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Hansen fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 0. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a fly ball into right field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhulst fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 0. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Allison hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Zoilo Verhulst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhulst is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Verhulst bunts towards the mound. Buzzard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Allison moves to second. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0 for 1 in the game. Ulander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Barry hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhulst fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 1 in the game. Chance strikes out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 2 in the game. Tovar hits a pop-up towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chance fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 0 for 1 in the game. Buzzard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buzzard moves to second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford juggles the ball. That's an error on Buford. Carew moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew strikes out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliva takes first base on ball 4. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Martin and he is out, Buford applying the tag. Oliva moves to second. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Zoilo Verhulst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhulst is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Verhulst strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhulst fields it, throws to second for 1. And over to first, double play. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0 for 2 in the game. Olander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Batty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Olander moves to second. One out. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 2 in the game. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Olander moves to third. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 3 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair strikes out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams pinch hits for John Buzzard. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. Batty drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Williams out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 3 in the game. Carew hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 3 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Oliva strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Buford hits a pop-up towards short. Verall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 3 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 3 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilo Verals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verals is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Verals strikes out. Martin drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Verals out. Two outs. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Elander for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for J.C. Martin. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 1, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.